Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. I want to thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to sharing information with you. In the studio today, we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
And Howard Rayner James.
Hey, y'all.
And that's it.
Well, you're here.
Well, I already introduced myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Diane's on the road. She's been in Raleigh pretty much all day today. Today being Wednesday, we record on Wednesdays. And it was a very important day in Raleigh because there was a vote to try to override the governor's veto of the Born Alive bill. And that bill was to protect babies that survived abortions, and it would require the doctors to do whatever was necessary to sustain their life. Unfortunately, that bill didn't make it.
No, it didn't.
It got a majority of votes in favor of overriding it, but not 60%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Diane was there, like you said, she's on her way back, and she kept us posted a lot about what was going on. And of course, we listened to it on the online, which, you know, everybody knows, I hope by now, that you can do that. You can go on the ngleg.net website and click on House and then click on Audio, and you can listen to what's going on. And of course, that was really, really interesting. A lot going on, that we were all paying attention to it and terribly disappointed.
Right. Well, social media has blown up. Pretty much all the conservatives here in Eastern Carolina have stated their opinions. Everybody is disheartened by it. We are nonpartisan. In my opinion, being nonpartisan means we don't endorse parties or candidates. But I don't think that prohibits me from saying, shame on you Democrats.
No, it's an issue.
And Rick, you know, the bill was not an anti-abortion bill. The bill itself was protect a life that's in front of you.
Right. Well, you know, and again, I'm going to go on the Democrats. When they came to North Carolina for their convention and they threw God out of their platform, they've gone downhill and gotten worse and worse ever since. And it's not just a North Carolina issue. It's a party issue. You had New York wanted to allow abortion right up till the baby was born.
And they cheered that.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, to look at some of the positive things about it, our representatives, Pat McElrath, mm-hmm. Michael Speciale, Keith Kidwell, Larry Pittman. Greg Murphy, mm-hmm. each spoke in favor of it. Each did a beautiful job. There was a sort of timber in their
voice.
Now,
when you say in favor, I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
In favor of overriding the veto.
Right.
All those
so that a positive vote would have had the thing go forward.
Right.
They did a very persuasive, very heartfelt sort of persuasive talk, pleading with the particularly the Democrats.
Right.
I remember Michael Speciale saying something along the lines of when he decided to vote for a bill, it wasn't because of what caucus was promoting it. It wasn't because of who the sponsors were. It was because, was the bill good? Judging bill by bill on its own merits and begged people to please look at the merits of this one.
Right. Governor Cooper's excuse for doing this was that the bill was not necessary, that there's already laws in place to protect humans' right. life. And I don't think that's exactly what the intent of the bill was, to be another law to protect the human life. It was a law to say you have a responsibility to make sure you do everything possible to see that this life, which has been born alive, is sustained. You don't just let it die.
And Pat McElrath talked to that point. She said that there are babies who are not protected by current bills, that in utero was protected, 1 month old was protected, but there were some gaps in it,
right,
that needed to be closed.
Well, you know, we got a problem. We got too many laws, you know?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Ten Commandments. Pretty much everything was covered in those Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder. Some say thou shalt not kill, however, whichever way you want to take it. The sanctity of life should be sacred to each and every human being.
Yes.
Okay? And there should be no excuse for taking a life or just sitting back and allowing a life to fade away.
Greg Murphy made the point that to fail to render assistance is to consciously decide to let a baby die, that it is an act of choice, deciding to let that happen.
All right.
Two things I wanted to add to the conversation, and that is that Carteret's own Pat McElrath not only spoke for it, but she made the motion. She's the one that presented the motion. She did a good job of that. And then she was the first person to speak in favor of it. And I just think that our Eastern North Carolina people did one heck of a job. You quoted the Bible. And Keith Kidwell quoted both the U.S. Constitution and the North Carolina Constitutions, where they both say you have a God-given right to pursue life, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, basically.
Right.
The North Carolina one words it a little bit differently, but they both say essentially the same thing. It's a God-given right for life.
Right.
And this is a bill that was intended to protect a life.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people in the Democratic Party that will claim to be Christian. And I'm trying to tread carefully here because I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I think it's just beyond understanding for me that you would put your politics over the sanctity of life, that you would take a party line versus protection of a baby like that. It's
well,
just,
two Democrats apparently agreed with you because Representative Graham and Representative Pierce voted with the ayes.
All right.
And Boehner and I had called all the Democrat representatives in the House, each of us called all of them, and they were the two people that had said, one said to me, I think Graham said to you as well.
Yes, he did.
That he was going to vote to override.
All right.
And Pierce told Rainer that he was ready.
All right.
Charles Graham. Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm speaking to our voters out there. I want them to understand that, you know, folks, you have the tools you need to change this, and that's the voting booth.
Right.
Yes.
You need to go in there, and you need to remember these types of votes, votes that put party above everything else, including the sanctity of life. If they're going to stand against that, they'll stand against anything in support of their party line, then you need to vote them out of there. You need to make sure. But unfortunately, we got a block of voters that's the same way. They'll follow the party line no matter what, and they'll just go in there and boom, straight one party or the other. And I don't care which party it is. If they've thrown out the rule of law, if they don't adhere to the natural law, God's law, and the Constitution of both the state and the United States, if they can't adhere to that, then we got a problem. They need to go.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that Dr. Greg Murphy, who, as everybody I guess should know, that he's running to represent the 3rd District. He's from Pitt County, in the same district we live in the U.S. House. And he has come back to vote on this bill from his campaigns and things like that a couple of times. Drove from Washington all the way over to the legislation in Raleigh to be present when this was going on. And he said that as a doctor, he knew of no doctor, and he had delivered some babies himself. He said it had been a long time since he delivered babies, but he delivered some. He'd also helped people get out of cars after accidents and things like that, and he knows of no doctor, especially an obstetrician, who would stand by and not assist a child that had just been born that needed assistance. And you look at what's happened in some of the other states, in the Virginia governor and some of those stories, they let babies go down into, you know, pans and put in separate rooms to just lie there and die and things like that they've been talking about. So, you know, I just thought that he deserves a lot of credit for standing up like he did.
Well, you know, Monday night we went to the debate between Greg Murphy and Joan Perry. Dr. Joan Perry. They're both doctors, and they were both very adamant about their stand on the right to life.
Yes.
And totally against abortion of any kind. They both are, well, they both say they're conservatives, and they both stand for the sanctity of life. So. Mm-hmm. I was glad to hear that out of both of them. Bob?
Rick, you had mentioned this a little earlier, and this was off the air, but we cannot let people forget this issue. I mean, 17 months from now, we're going to have elections for all of the representatives in this state, and we cannot let people beat this issue to death or make us be bored or numbed to this issue.
Right. Well, folks, I want you to know we're fighting against evil organization. We're fighting against big, deep pockets of money and Planned Parenthood. They're at the root of all this. And Charlie Kirk tweeted out that Planned Parenthood is preparing to spend $40 million to influence the 2020 elections. And I agree with the next statement he made. He said, if they have that kind of money, why are we subsidizing them with our tax dollars for $500 million a year? And I agree with him. We shouldn't be subsidizing Planned Parenthood with any money whatsoever. That's not the government's role. Should have never gotten involved in it.
Nope.
Well, we got to take a break real quick to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll pick up this conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking in the first segment about the abortion issue and the failure for the passage of the override to the Born Alive Act there. It's very disheartening. We're all upset about it, and we hope you are too. Rainer was telling me about Representative
Charles Graham.
Yes, he's a Democrat.
Yes, he is.
And he voted against it. Vote for the override.
Right.
It gets confusing when you're for and against the abortion.
Almost, yeah.
But, you know, and it's very obvious. What was the statement he made? He didn't care what the cost was.
He said no matter what the cost, it was the right thing to do, and he was going to do it, and requested that I pray for him.
All right. We need more in all parties that have the backbone to take that stand, that you do the right thing, not the party thing.
Yep.
Mary, go ahead with...
We know, because abortion has been legal for a long time, that there are psychological effects, negative psychological effects, to women who've had abortions. There's trauma involved in this. It goes against every instinct a woman has.
Mm-hmm.
How much worse is that trauma going to be if she knows her baby was born alive and she let it die without caring for it? I don't understand how, as a human being, you can watch a baby suffer and die and just leave it there. That's beyond me.
You're shining light on a very dark area there that really needs to be exposed, because part of Planned Parenthood's modus operandi is to paint a picture of this is woman's health. They're not concerned about the woman's health at all.
They're not concerned about anything but money.
Right.
And one of the laws that recently passed in the Midwest, I think it was Ohio, but it might have been Indiana, it was one of the Midwestern states, which requires the cremation or burying of aborted babies, will prevent Planned Parenthood from selling aborted baby body parts,
right,
which is actually one of their main sources of income.
Well, unfortunately, there's way too many young women, young girls that find themselves in that predicament, and they've been brainwashed into thinking it's a woman's health issue. And, you know, people out there, some of you might be ready to throw bricks at me over the radio. I don't care. I am a Christian, and I do believe in the sanctity of life. And like the representative for Rainer was talking about there, it's the right thing to do, and I'll stand by it no matter what you think of me.
And, you know, Speaker Tim Moore introduced two women that were the survivors of botched abortions, and one of them, I believe, was a twin, and the other twin was killed during the abortion, but then she survived, and they were surprised, found out later, that it had been two babies in there instead of one, and that's how she survived it. And then the other one just survived some sort of a saline, I think they call it, abortion, and she still survived it. So those two women there, and Tim Moore told their compelling stories when in their presence, introduced them, and it didn't. I just was so sure that there was so much that the supporters of that bill to override had put together such a good program, basically, you know, such a good effort, that I thought sure they were going to be successful. And I was particularly pleased with our third district, Eastern North Carolina representative, starting off with Pat McElrath, and then Michael Speciale, Keith Kidwell, Greg Murphy, almost all of them that spoke and did excellent jobs. Just amazing to me I just really, the outcome was so disappointing to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. Understand. And again, that's how sorry and how far down our politics has gone.
May I make a point? Both of those women, Gianna Jensen and Claire Coldwell, suffered harm during the abortion attempts. One of them has cerebral palsy, and the other one was born with dislocated hips and club feet. They have both overcome physical problems to a great degree, but their lives have not been without suffering, and yet their lives are very meaningful lives.
All right. Okay, Rainer. Well, we've got Diane Ruffino is able to call in. We have her on the phone now. Like I said before, she was in Raleigh for the vote today. And Diane, tell us about your experience today, how it started out and the progression of things.
Well, there were several things going on, several groups that were there, all for the united purpose that, hoping to convince legislators, and I'm talking about Democrats, Republicans all were in favor of the override, but everybody was, had met in the legislature to convince Democrats to please vote cross party line and vote in favor of the override. So we had NC Values, we had the NC Family Policy Council. Tammy Fitzgerald is with the NC Values. Reverend Creech was there, Concerned Women of America was there, several activists and Tea Party leaders. It was a really, really large, diverse group. There were pastors, there were abortion activists, anti-abortion activists there. They met initially, I believe they met to talk to legislators earlier in the morning, and then they went at 12:30 to the chapel. I did not go to that. I got there at 12:30, but there were too many people in the chapel. There was just no more room. And then there was a press conference about maybe 1 o'clock. And at that press conference, they can only let a certain amount of people in. They had the bill sponsors, and they had House Speaker Tim Moore, and the Family Policy Council, and I believe the NC Values, worked together with members of the House, Republicans, to bring in two abortion survivors. One is Gianna Jetson, and she's a survivor of a saline abortion at week 30. And so she survived it but is scarred from that. She has multiple sclerosis, I think she has, or cerebral palsy. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful lady who is just blessed. She thinks every day is just a gift from God, and she just lives life to the fullest. She goes around and speaks about her experience. And, as she says, they couldn't kill me, and I'm not going to be killed. I'm going to live. And then the other one was Claire Caldwell, maybe. But she is, her abortion was different. She was one of twins, and that was a dismemberment abortion. And when they went in, they dismembered. They took her sister, her twin, apart, ripped her apart, and they thought they had performed the abortion, sent the mother home. That mother was 13 years old.
Whoa.
Sent her home, and within a couple of days, she still felt like she felt something in her belly, and, then she eventually felt some kicking, and she goes, wait, I feel like I'm still pregnant. So she went back. But this was months. A couple of months went by. So I think a couple of months. And then it went back, and she said, I still feel pregnant. My belly's growing. And they said, oh, my God, you still have the pregnancy. So they didn't realize that she was carrying twins. So it was too far along for her to abort the living twin. So she gave up for adoption. And she was born with several problems as well because of the botched abortion. But these two are powerful, powerful women who don't want to see women go through this and don't want to see a baby born, has gone through the ordeal, and horrendous ordeal of being aborted, go through that procedure. And then the audacity and the final insult is just to let them sit on a cold steel, you know, a metal slab or, you know, the table, and just let it sit there until it dies, or put it into a cabinet until it dies. It's just, that's not the kind of people we should be, or North Carolina should never think that approach is even human.
No.
So,
and I have a hard time believing that we're even sitting here talking about it. It just, it's beyond belief.
No, it's, you know, so we heard the press conference, and we're looking around, and I know I was, because, and Rainer and Hal will attest to this. Rainer and Hal contacted every single Democrat by phone yesterday, and I did the comparison. I did the email version, but I'm looking at all their pictures, and I'm feeling like I kind of get to know each other, each of them. I've seen their faces many times because I work with the Legislative Action Committee, and I'm looking. I know the faces in my mind, and I from the online, from the website, and I'm in this press conference, and I'm looking around to see, well, where are the Democrats, the ones that I've contacted, the ones that Hal and Rainer contacted, the one that hundreds and hundreds of people have reached out and tried to contact. I don't know if I saw any. Maybe one. And it was wonderful, wonderful, informative, and touching, and compelling, and the people that needed to hear it weren't there. So we walked around to different legislators for a little while, and then we ended up speaking with Representative Speciale, and we learned that he, too, was really moved, or really, concerned that people were trying to make this into an abortion issue or a women's reproductive health issue when it absolutely has nothing to do with that. We're talking about a born alive Survivors of Abortion Protection Act, right?
Right.
Well, this is a baby that has been, they tried to kill it, but it's born alive. It's outside the mother. It's away from the mother. The mother has already kind of disowned it because she said she wants the abortion. So she's already, she's already taken that ownership away from the baby. She already said she wants nothing to do with the baby. So if the baby's born alive, the mother doesn't want anything to do with it. Why do Democrats still tie it to the woman's right of reproductive health or her right to an abortion, right?
Right.
These are arguments that can't register in our minds because they have nothing to do. They're just twisting and the words and twisting, you know, law just to, I guess, ease their own conscience, maybe.
Right. Well,
or sell it to the Democrats, but it made no sense.
When that baby was born with the same individual rights that was guaranteed to them under the Constitution when they were.
Absolutely, Rick. Amen. You got that right. And several made that point. I know probably Hal and Rainer made that when they were talking to legislators, and I made it pretty clear in the emails that I sent to every single individually. I sent it to every Democratic lawmaker. And that's true. So even the title says Born Alive, right?
Right.
Born Alive, Abortion Survivors Protection Act. So if a baby is born alive, it is a life. It is a life. It has every constitutional protection. The Constitution of the United States recognizes life. The 14th Amendment recognizes personhood. A life is a person. The Declaration recognizes life as your most inalienable, most critical right, essential right. Our state constitution in North Carolina recognizes that same right to life. So we have two constitutions, and now we're in North Carolina here, and so our constitution recognizes life, U.S. Constitution recognizes life, 14th Amendment again makes sure that we have all our rights that are essential liberty rights are recognized by the states. You have all the laws, you have the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. So that child, born alive, is a life, is a person, has every right, every privilege that every other, you and me, every other citizen, every other person in the United States has. And, you know, you could look at it even as an equal protection argument. If a baby was born premature and is born alive, that doctor, every healthcare professional is going to see to it that that baby gets every assistance it needs, right?
All right.
But because this baby was born not wanted, the you know, born after abortion? Is it any less worthy of life? So under equal protection, that baby is entitled to the same treatment, attention that every other baby born is entitled to. But Democrats don't see it that way. They don't see it that way.
Right.
And Representative Seth Speciale, to his credit, he was so bothered that Democrats were going to twist this into an abortion or a woman's reproductive health issue that he sent out his own statement. His pleading, urging them, you know, please, you know, recognize this is, if you're human beings, let's do the human thing. The human thing is to protect and to save those that can't protect themselves. So he sent out this beautiful missive to the Democrats, and he read it to us, and I was really moved by it. And I don't know if Democrats actually read it.
Right. Well, we can hear your passion and that you were definitely moved by the events today. I know things didn't go the way we wanted them to, but let's not give up hope. Let's continue the fight and hope the voters out here will remember this come election day.
Oh, absolutely. They have to. That's the only thing. I had a conversation with Dr. Murphy, and we were talking about, you know, being an activist versus being a politician, and we each have our little roles to play in this scheme of trying to keep our society going in the right direction, you know, and transparent and representing our values. If we're going to live in a community, at least we want it to represent our values. And I was a little bit kind of Debbie Downer, and I said, you know, Greg, I said, I've been an activist, and several of us have been activists for years now, and the best we can do is we just kind of, you know, hold off the evil. And that's what we do. It seems like we're just always pushing back against the bad, pushing against the evil. And at some point, I think we're just not going to be able to do it anymore. The evil is just growing and growing, and the number of activists aren't as many as we would like. And we're going to eventually run out of steam, and who's there behind us to do this? At some point, the evil is going to take over. And Greg goes, Dr. Murphy says, I don't think so, Diane. I think, you know, we'll always be able to do the right thing. And I said, we all mean to do the right thing, but I don't think at some point I think we're going to, it's going to get the better of us. And
well,
today was that day. Today was that day when evil took over.
I tend to agree with Dr. Murphy. I think we're at a crescendo. Evil's getting to be as much as it can be, and I think we have just as many people that are coming awake and are finally saying enough is enough is enough. At least I'm hopeful that, right.
Let me pitch in here, Diane.
The way we truly prove our mettle and to see if we really are up to the fight to fight evil and to save our state is now we have this information. We know that now the Democrats in our state stand for infanticide.
Okay.
They've proven it. They've made that stand today. They won. Now, remember the federal judge struck down our abortion law that's been on the books in North Carolina since the 80s or maybe the 70s. But it's an abortion law that says, you know, you can't have an abortion after 20 weeks. I think we had that law even before Roe versus Wade. But it's been on the books. So we can limit, according to that law, North Carolina can limit abortions from 20 weeks onward.
Right.
And we do for, like, medical emergencies or the life of the mother. But the judge struck that down saying that, well, 20 weeks is pre-viability. Viability is 24 weeks. So now that law actually impinges on the woman's right to an abortion because Roe maybe said the state has some kind of interest in preserving the life of the baby or the pregnancy, maybe after viability. So that's going into the later parts of the second trimester and then into the third. But the woman before that, women definitely can do whatever she wants with that pregnancy. So now the judge throws that bill out of the, you know, tosses it out. So in North Carolina, we have abortion up until 9 months. That's what this is. In effect, we are a late-term abortion state now. And now we have the right to kill a baby that's born. So we are New York. We are Virginia, what Virginia wants to be.
We lost this battle. We have not lost the war.
Right.
Either good people will recognize that Democrats now are the party of evil. I hope I can say this on the air. But when you say you're going to see a baby that was born after a horrendous procedure, is on a cold metal slab table, it's breathing. Maybe it's fighting to breathe. Its heart is beating. It is alive. It is a life. And it needs love. It needs compassion. It needs health care. It needs comfort. It needs something, right? It needs humanity. And we're going to, and the Democrats want to deny that one, leave it there to die. This is, you know, Nazi thinking. This is not American thinking. So I hope voters will remember this, that a vote for the Democratic candidate, even though they don't subscribe to everything the Democratic Party stands for, but that vote goes for infanticide, goes for all these parade of horribles that they stand for. Yeah, if you want to know why they voted the way they did, look to the party itself.
Right.
I was told by Representative Bell that when they were talking to the Democrats, please vote your conscience, that it was clear that the Democratic Party was threatening them not to step away from the party line and stay and support Governor Cooper's veto.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to, Diane,
they were threatening all kinds.
I'm going to have to stop here and take a break. We're long overdue.
Sure.
Appreciate you calling in and sharing with us your day. And we'll be talking with you again soon.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Folks, if you've been listening since the beginning of the show, you can tell that we're all very passionate about the outcome of the Born Alive Act, the fact that we weren't able to override the veto, and I'm going to go ahead. You know that CCTA, Coast Carolina Taxpayers Association, is a nonpartisan organization. You heard a lot said about one party over the other today, the Democratic Party, and the fact that all the Democrats, except for a couple, voted the party line there and threw out the sanctity of life altogether. It wasn't important. It was important to stick with the party line. That's not a CCTA endorsement of one party over the other. That's just pure, true fact of the way this vote went and the way so many votes are going now. It's party over party over principles, and now it's party over life. And we're very passionate about it.
It's shocking.
It is. It's very shocking that it's gotten to that level. That even something as important as human life can be disregarded just so you can vote the party line. All right, well, let's move on from that. And it's talking about parties, let's jump right into what's going on in Washington, D.C. The House, which has done hardly anything for the past 2 years, is finally got something done, but it wasn't something that I wanted done, and I didn't see it as one of the top issues that needed attention at the time, and that was the passing of the Dreamer Act. Mary?
They passed it Tuesday. It's very unlikely the Senate will pass it.
Mm.
And what this is a futile effort to get votes in 2020. It has nothing to do with actually wanting to help the Dreamers.
Right.
Explain what a Dreamer is.
A Dreamer is a child who was brought here as a child illegally. And I have a certain amount of sympathy for them because they've grown up here. They're part of the American culture. They speak the language. If you sent them back to their home country, they wouldn't speak that language and they would be not a part of that culture.
Right.
But we need to find a way. I don't think we should even be talking about the Dreamers.
No, not at this point.
Until we secure the border.
Secure the border because and fix immigration. It needs to be, chain migration needs to be gone. We need to have a merit-based system. All of that needs to be in place and then figure out what to do with
because
what's gone wrong
if
because
it was
awful.
If you give them amnesty now, then all you're going to do is open the door for 9 million more people.
Yeah. Well, y'all went right where I wanted you to go. You're talking about fixing the problem. If having these Dreamers here, if it's so terrible, if they are so treated so badly, you know, if that's the issue here,
they'd want to get out of Dodge.
Then we
they?
Need to prevent having any more of them. Okay?
How many of them have we already got? Do you have any idea, Mary? How many of them are there?
I don't know. I will tell you, though, unfortunately, that I had a number here. 7 Republicans voted in favor of the bill.
Right. Shame on them. Shame on them. Because there is so much more stuff out there that is so much more important. Let's get rid of our debt. Why aren't we talking about that? You know, why isn't that an issue? Because that's going to destroy the whole country.
Well,
if we don't get our debt under control.
Rand Paul suggested a bill, a common sense bill, that we would begin to deal with the debt. And 25 Republicans in the Senate voted against bringing it to the floor.
Right.
So we need to, some of these issues are not party line issues. They're common sense issues. And the people of either party that are not willing to take a common sense approach need to be voted out of Congress.
Right. Didn't Rand Paul say that could pay off our national debt in about 17 years? If I remember
it was
what
a pennies program.
Right.
It balanced the budget within 5 years, I think.
I don't know how many years it was, but it was a couple of pennies off every dollar. And it was a common sense approach.
Sure.
And they wouldn't even vote on it.
Right. That shows you where their minds are. Their minds are on these issues, social issues, and going after more votes because, this is my opinion, I'm speaking for Rick Hopkins, the whole purpose of this is to try to secure more votes by giving entitlements to people that don't deserve them in the first place. They came here illegally. Now, I know the Dreamers didn't. Their parents brought them here. Their parents broke the law, but still, they're sponging off of our system, spending our tax dollars, and taking advantage of all the entitlements they can get. No, we don't need to worry about taking care of them right now. We need to fix that problem so we don't have more of it in the future.
Absolutely.
Then, once we've stopped the flow into the country, then we can go and say, look, guys, the Dreamers, we know it wasn't your fault. We're going to find a way to take care of you and make you a part of our system.
But yeah. Rick, there's a reason we don't have border security, and it's not a party reason. The Republicans want the cheap labor. The Democrats see future voters. And if Congress wanted a wall or border security, it would be there
by now. Look, Congress has proven time and time again they don't want it.
That's
okay?
My point. It's
they
not,
don't want
it's
it.
It's not a party thing. We need to learn as voters to be more careful who we vote for. And
Mary, I think Republicans are that Democrats are mostly in the more voters column. Republicans are divided. Some of them are in the cheap labor column. Some of them genuinely want what we want. They want to square our country away.
There are some, but part of our problem is an organization called the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which provides a whole lot of money for political campaigns.
Yeah.
And many of our Republican and Democrat congressmen are bought and paid for.
Yeah.
They are.
You know, I knew a lot of service members that were getting their citizenship by serving in the military.
Yes.
All right. Well, we were kind of long-winded in the previous segment, so we're going to have to stop again and take another break, and we'll be right back.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had a really, really emotional and thought-provoking show so far this morning. I hope you guys have gotten something out of it. If nothing else, please understand the importance of your vote. If this doesn't illustrate the importance of the vote, nothing else will, because this is just this is the repercussion of bad votes.
Yep.
If you've been, I don't care what party you've been in, I don't care what party your granddaddy was in or your daddy, it's time for you to start looking at the issues, not the party. Look at the issues. Look at what's happening to our society, to our country. Look at what is truly important and where we need to focus, and look at candidates that are moving in that direction, those that are trying to save our country, because our country is definitely divided, very divided, and some of the very people that harp on the division are the ones that are causing the division, and it's by design. They want us to be divided because that way they feel like they can still rule and control, and it's time that as individuals we become self-educated. We start looking for the facts ourselves. We quit following the mainstream media, quit listening to the narrative that Hollywood's putting out. Go look for yourself. Look at the facts. They're all out there.
And come to CCTA.
You can come to CCTA. We have monthly meetings, third Tuesday of every month, free and open to the public. This month, June, we have Lynn Taylor. She also is known as the Common Core Diva. She has battled against Common Core here in North Carolina for quite a number of years. She is an expert on our education system, and she's going to come and give us a talk on the state of education. And we're looking forward to that, and that's going to be the third Tuesday of June, which is, I believe...
The 18th.
The 18th. Thank you, Rainer.
Welcome.
She stays on the ball, doesn't she?
She does. And... then we later on, I believe it's in October, we're going to have her back again with another speaker to give us another update on education. So, third Tuesday every month, look forward to seeing you at our CCTA meetings. Also, on our website, you can find the archives of this radio show. There's over 4 years worth of show there that you can go back and listen to. If you heard something you like and you want to share it with a friend or a family member, cctaxpayers.com, click on the wake up call button. You can find the show there and just point them in that direction. They can go and hear it. Other things that you'll find up there are very important right now during the election season. Hal James, chairman of CCTA, is also chairman of our vetting committee, and they have been doing their job in vetting the candidates for upcoming elections, and Hal informs me that he's got those vetting reports posted online already.
Just a couple of them. Actually, of the six surviving people who are still in the race, we've gotten...
You're talking about the race for the 3rd District.
3rd District, right, U.S.
Congress.
House, right.
Right.
Dr. Greg Murphy's a candidate, and Greg Holt is also a candidate. Greg Holt's in the Constitutional Party, and Greg Murphy is a Republican. And one of the two Republicans, as everybody
right.
knows. And I haven't heard from Joan Perry yet, Dr. Joan Perry, but I expect to. I really do think that she will. I've talked to her for about a half hour one time, and... got an indication that she'd be willing to do this, but she hasn't done it yet.
Well, tell the folks the process of doing the vetting reports, how it's done.
Okay, well, a group of us got together on a committee, and we came up with several questions, and I think our listeners will be interested in what those questions are if I've got a minute to go through them. And also, I don't want to read the answers of the candidates right now, but you can go online, cctaxpayers.com. .com, and under the vetting tab there you can find their answers. But it starts, there are things like this: who or what gives individual citizens their rights? What position does the U.S. Constitution have in your view of federal legislation? How do you view the idea of various states using the concept of nullification and interposition when in those states view the federal government has overreached the powers given to it by the state's ratification of the U.S. Constitution? Then the next one, number four, what is the federal government's role in the education of U.S. citizens? Number five, how should the federal government's budget be handled? Number six, what's your view of the federal government's passing unfunded mandates, which the states must fund? Next one is, what is your opinion of North Carolina's proposed HB 184, which would prevent North Carolina Treasurer Dale Falwell from implementing his plan to make the medical charges made to the state health plan transparent to the plan itself and to the benefits of the plan for their co-payments, and to establish a reimbursement by the plan to health care providers equal to the average reimbursement by Medicare plus 82%? That's a long question, but it's a good
one. It is.
Number 8, should any changes be made to how the Electoral College is used? Number 9, upon election, what is your top priority? 10, what's your belief regarding the foreign nationals who cross our borders illegally? Next one is, what is the role of government regarding impoverished citizens? And another one is, how can the government provide an atmosphere in which businesses can thrive? Are our U.S. laws or immigration adequate? And then, what do you think E-Verify should be universally used by employers? And does the federal government over-regulate commercial fishermen? Should Sharia law or any foreign law have any force in the United States? And do you believe our southern border should be secured by a wall? What would cause you to call for bringing impeachment charges against a judge? What are your beliefs about federal gun laws? What's your position on sanctuary cities and illegal immigration? And the last one, what are your thoughts on subsidies for farmers and regulation on farmers?
Well, that's a great list of very important questions, and the committee's done a great job there, Hal. We appreciate that. The answers to those questions from the candidates that have provided answers can be found at cctaxpayers.com, and you go up there and it's under the vetting reports. So that's all the time we've got for today. We're going to have to come back and touch on those topics again at a later date. Thank you for listening to CCTA Wake Up Call, and I hope you'll come back again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlanta. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.